Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
It's time for Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation.
Nice.
Don't forget.
It's nice that we do it on Wednesday.
Too. Yes. I know, right? It'd be weird if we did Whatever Wednesday on Friday.
Right?
But that's not feeling right.
Shake it up.
30 minutes away from Love Letters to Kelly, our first one of the year. But right now, it's all about you, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
As you can tell, we're still getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
I'm coming back from vacation.
A little rusty.
Some TV shows premiered last night, including Ellen's new game show. Did you guys catch it?
I didn't watch that one.
I don't know if it was a premiere, but...
I did. It was.
It was.
It was a premiere, okay.
It was okay.
It was fun to watch for a minute, but it was long.
I got over it. Yeah,
you see her do it on her talk show. It's the one where you fall through the trapdoors, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of... where you crawl on the ground and you sit down.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there's a bunch.
So it's everything she does in her talk show.
Oh, yeah.
Just encapsulate. Okay,
It's put together much better.
Okay, well,
the set is a little bit better than it is on her talk show.
Okay.
But we think she may have taken a little bit from our show.
What?
Did Ellen steal from us?
Do we have a case? You take a listen to this.
Let us start with Lacey. U.S. states ending in the letter A.
Huh.
Alabama.
That's
Alabama.
It.
Aaron.
California.
Holly.
Minnesota.
Yes. Lacey. 5 seconds.
Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Oregon.
At least say Oregona. He's throwing A in there.
So there's three. Okay.
Yeah.
I always thought there was one.
Yeah. See, now we know, Al. We've always had that argument.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alaska always gets forgotten.
Yeah. Poor Alaska. They also had one where name the countries in Africa. And you have to go down. But you could name at least one, right?
No, I'm so bad at geography.
Name one country in Africa. Just
Zimbabwe.
Is Nigeria?
Nigeria.
Is it Nigeria?
Or is
Nigeria?
There's two of them.
Niger and Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Yeah, be careful.
South Africa, all that. Yeah. This lady was the first one to go.
South Africa is a country in South Africa?
In Africa.
Yeah.
South Africa is a country in Africa.
Yes.
I didn't know.
And this lady said...
You're out.
No, I didn't.
This lady said Africa. And she was the first one to go. And Ellen was like, really?
I'm telling you, I am terrible
on it too, Kel.
Plus, you're on TV, so I'm sure the nerves get you a little bit.
Yes.
But yeah, that was on last night. Tonight, the premiere of 911. I've been wanting to catch
that. That's kind of
good. I don't know about this.
Back in the day, it used to be actual, remember 911s, and they redid the scenes or whatever. Now it's an actual drama.
Yeah.
So it's going to be on tonight.
So 911 9 p.m. was like Cops, I guess. Right?
It's dramatization.
Well, I don't remember the reality show JC's talking about.
They recreated 911 calls?
I think so. I remember it from when I was a kid when I first moved to the States. Yeah, you could hear the actual call. Because
I guess I do vaguely remember that, like on Lifetime or something.
Yeah, and then they would have the people
bad
that
actors.
Took care. Some bad acting, but they would also have the people that took care of the people that were in trouble.
Okay.
And they would talk about the incident.
So now this is going to be a scripted show.
Now it's a scripted drama.
It looks good.
That's on tonight. Also, Modern Family's back tonight. American Housewife, I told you that's one of my favorite comedies. That's on at 9:30 on ABC.
Okay.
And Match Game is on tonight at 10 o'clock.
And in my show that I love that I've only seen twice, Good Doctor.
Yeah, it was just on. I just watched
it last night?
For the first time, night before last.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was on after the football games, wasn't it?
I really like it.
The Bachelor, one of those.
Yeah, it is good. You like those medical shows, Al.
Yeah.
Well, that particular one, yeah.
We're doing Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation, where we talk about basically whatever you want to talk about. Jenna's going to tell us how to properly fall.
Yeah.
Because, Kelly, you fell in New York.
I did.
There's some icy conditions around the country, so if you come across this.
You see my husband recreated on my public Facebook page. It's
okay.
Funny.
And we'll get a hold of it, put it on Kid TV.
You want me to tell you?
Pretty funny.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, Jenna, how do we fall properly?
You know, 800,000 people are hospitalized due to falls every year in the U.S. That's a lot of people. Almost a million people are falling.
Yeah.
And so a slipping expert weighed in on this. And this
slipping
is a
expert.
Slipping expert. What makes someone a slipping expert? I agree. How much are they getting paid to do this?
How many falls have they had?
This took me on a rabbit hole last night, by the way, into other sorts of experts that exist out there and how you become an expert in something. But yeah, they're a stunt. a stunt coordinator also. So they, you know, they do know how to fall appropriately.
Yeah.
The first one's a little difficult for anyone that slipped on ice. The tuck and roll, don't have a lot of time to react. So the tucking and rolling, but a lot of times we fall real straight, like arms real straight, legs, or you try and brace yourself with your hands. They say,
don't do that.
If you can get yourself, like, tuck the arms into the chest, you know, go down by your side, protect your head, try and get yourself in as small of, like, a area as possible.
So that your extremities don't hit the ground first?
Right, yeah. Your instinct is normally to put your hands down in front of you, but unless you're wearing a lot of layers and gloves, it's just not a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're supposed to kind of get into a ball, if you can. Protect your head. If you're going down, the bum is the best.
On the butt?
Yes.
What if I don't have a butt?
That's where you should go.
Yeah, and they're acting like you have a choice.
Yeah.
It's
I started slipping once and I managed to fall down onto my bum instead of my front. My bum.
Uh-huh. I guess if you're like slipping on ice, you have a minute to throw your weight one way or the other. But if you trip on a step falling forward, there's no way.
Right.
I mean, unless you're a professional stunt person.
I would think also right now, Jenna, that if it's cold and you're slipping in ice, your hands are probably in your pockets if you have pockets.
So they say clothes are important. And this is something I am not good at. I'm like, well, I'm just running to my car and then running into work. I don't need to wear gloves. I don't need to wear shoes with traction. And they say that's what happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You think just because you're not going to be outside, you don't need to wear all the layers. But if you slip on something, then, you know, if you have the right shoes on and you have gloves on, just like Mom always said, you should always wear those gloves.
Mom always said, wear the gloves.
And clean underwear.
And strengthening your core. That's a tip. Because they say when you lose your balance, if you have a tight core, you're going to be fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can only think back of one time I've fallen where I thought to myself, handle that right.
I'm falling.
Yeah, you got lucky.
I was falling to my left, and my hand happened to be in my pocket, so I was able to pull it out a little bit and tuck it, and I just landed on my shoulder and braced with my right hand.
Well, that's good. If you can master the making your fall slower.
Yeah.
You know, if you can master that somehow. Because 9 times out of 10, you can't.
I tried. I slipped down a flight of stairs outside
those
of college right before graduation. Yeah.
That's impossible.
Like a month before. Mm-hmm. And I remember being midair, like, don't land straight on your spine, Jenna. Don't land straight on your spine.
But you did.
And I kind of, well, what are you going to do when
there's
you're
midair? There's nothing you can do.
I know. I kind of managed to turn into a ball on my right side. So I didn't land on my spine, but I broke 4 ribs in my pelvic bone on the right side.
Oh, so.
I was like, clawing the air. I remember doing that. So I don't know. Could it have been worse? It was
really
bad.
The sleep expert is good, but I'd rather talk to the slip expert.
Sleep expert.
Do you have another?
I'd rather talk to a guy that is an expert on playing it off. Like, after you've fallen.
Oh, that's just adrenaline, I think.
Laugh
play
at yourself.
It off.
That's the best thing.
Yeah.
Laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
You can't laugh at me because I'm laughing at me.
That or you gotta pretend you're badly injured.
Yeah.
Bad. Nobody's going to feel bad for the guy.
Hey, you want to come down here and hang out?
Yeah.
I broke my neck.
Yeah, you're the play it off expert.
Yeah.
All right.
We're doing Whatever Wednesday here. Jenna, thank you for teaching us how to fall properly.
That is just me disseminating the information that I read online.
It's all good. Cookie, what did you want to talk to us about?
Cuba's name.
Cuba Gooding Jr., because it's his birthday today, right?
Is it Cuba or Cuba?
It's Cuba, like the country. And he's named because where his name came from, his grandfather, his first wife, he met in Cuba.
Uh-huh.
She passed away. Hmm. And his second wife, he'd always promised himself that he would name his first child Cuba after the country in memory of his first wife. And that's where his name came from.
Oh, whoa.
And my BFF went to high school with him, and I met Sarah and the children on a couple of different occasions.
Is that his
because
wife?
I'm a baker, and my friend had moved to Texas, and Sarah would bring her kid Piper over here to have play dates with her daughter, and I would do, I had the privilege of getting to do birthday cake parties.
Oh, with Piper. Look at that. Yeah. That's our Cuba Gooding Jr. Historian right there.
Cuba.
Gooding. Sorry about
that. Get it right.
Thank you, Cookie. Now we have an official Cuba Gooding Jr. historian if we ever need
it. It's Cuba Gooding.
Gooding? Cuba Gooding. That's how I say it. And real quick. What happened to Justin? First, he was an intern. This is from the text. Then part-time, then full-time, and now part-time again. It's from Caitlin.
No, he's still full-time.
He's still full-time, but the part-time Justin just sounds better.
The nickname was already set.
Yeah, and he's only on the air part-time, so technically it still makes sense.
But
yeah.
He's a full-time employee.
Yeah, he got benefits.
We're actually going to talk to Justin about an hour and a half, see how his vacation went. I know he hung out with you on New Year's.
New Year's together.
Yeah. And that 911 show I was talking about, thank you, Kid Nation, for all the text messages, Rescue 911, and it was hosted by William Shatner.
Okay, I remember this now.
So just because I missed one word?
Rescue, no, it just like now I have some recollection of Rescue 911. Yeah, it made a difference in just that 911.
And the William Shatner reference.
William Shatner, yeah. Yeah, he was the host. Rescue 911, that's what it was called.
All right.
I should love that show, I don't know why.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next. We're going to get into Nick Adams' world, our producer, Nick Adams. He's got a cool new app for us to check out. Mm-hmm. It might be an app that you maybe heard of before, but the way he was talking about it to me, I'm going to have to pick this up. We'll get Nick in here to talk about it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about 20 minutes away from the first Love Letters to Kelly of 2018. And have you already messed up and written 2017? Is your mic off, Al?
Yeah. Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, I thought that was George's way of... Boss man, George.
I don't think he'd be that passive.
Yeah.
He's going to say, Al, come here.
Yeah, I've already messed up writing 2017 both days.
Oh, sure.
It's going to happen.
It's sure.
It's going to happen. Our boy Nick Adams is in studio for the first time. Now, a lot of people ask us, hey, how do you guys get into radio? Nick was an intern of ours.
Yep, interned right before I graduated from college. Yeah. And luckily, as I was graduating, Sexy Jack left.
Remember Sexy
Jack? And there was an opening in the production department, so yes. I slipped in there.
Oh, there you go.
Sexy Jack. Thanks, Sexy Jack.
His name is Sexy Jack.
Right.
Sexy Jack.
He's from England, but his teeth are black.
Right. Yeah, that's Sexy Jack. Now he's a businessman or something.
I don't know.
He's out there in Colorado.
I had to let that go.
You got a couple kids. Yeah, Kelly.
Got married. I had to let it go.
Kelly fancied him.
I did fancy him.
His accent
I loved Sexy Jack.
But Nick, ladies fancy you as well.
I think my wife does.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think she fancies
good,
me.
Good answer.
That's right, buddy.
Good
answer,
there, bud.
How was the break?
Oh, it was good. I saw a ton of movies.
I saw that. You saw a lot of movies.
I saw six or seven movies. My favorite was probably The Greatest Showman. Surprise. I love musicals. Oh, thank you, Trey, for playing this. It was wonderful. It was great. I listen to the soundtrack now.
Over Taylor?
I now listen to... it was like 5.5 weeks of listening to only Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Now I only listen to The Greatest Showman.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw that your son is over you and he's getting annoyed by you and
my kid, I was telling Kelly this yesterday, he's been out of daycare for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so it's been just me and him all day since I haven't been working either. And so he is so over me. I mean, he is so cranky all the time. I can only go to the mall so much to get him out of the house. That's what I do. I'm a mall walker now.
Yeah, you are.
And I see Al there every now and then.
Yeah.
And he's just so over me. But luckily, daycare starts today, so he can see his teachers and friends.
Well, it's probably because you just play one album at a time.
Yeah. Maybe he started with Great Showman.
Expand the music repertoire.
Maybe.
You saw Jumanji, too.
Saw Jumanji. Right? Loved it. I loved the movie when I was a kid.
Right.
And I read the book when I was in third or fourth grade. So I've had Jumanji in my life for a long time. So I really liked what they did with it.
It was way different, but it was good. You saw Star Wars.
I liked it. I'm not like the Star Wars purist. A lot of the old school Star Wars fans do not like this new one.
Uh-huh.
But I liked it. I was entertained for 2.5 hours.
Disaster Artist was one, too.
That was really good. It was super different with James Franco being this weird guy.
Yeah.
Making a movie. That was good. I
liked
that one.
Liked everything you saw. We're 4 for 4 so far.
The one I didn't like that much.
Uh-oh.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it, was All the Money in the World.
Which one's that one?
Oh, really?
It's this hostage movie that Kevin Spacey did star in, but a month before its release date, they decided we're going to reshoot all of Kevin Spacey's scenes.
Right.
And it was fine. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't.
It's a true story, right?
True
about
story.
A grandfather that wouldn't pay the ransom for his grandson.
It's the richest guy in the history of the world, and he won't pay a mansion. Yeah, Getty. Yeah. John Paul Getty.
Well, I get it, because his idea was, if I do it once, they're going to kidnap all my grandchildren.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, I had 14 grandkids.
Yeah.
If I start now, then nope.
Wow.
I mean, it's a point. He has a point.
And the whole time.
He's making a business decision.
When you get the kid's ear in the mail and you still don't get money.
And it is amusing that he says, I'm not going to pay. And then he goes and looks at plans for this $30 million mansion he wants to build. And he's just throwing money away on ridiculous things, but not for his
children. He's got a lot of grandchildren.
He's making a business decision.
Turns out they don't like you that much, your grandparents. How'd you spend the New Year's Eve? You spent to playing one of our favorite apps.
Yeah, just like everyone else spent New Year's Eve, I was playing HQ Trivia.
I played as well. I saw him on TV.
Yeah, he was on the New Year's Eve specials.
Yeah, Scott.
And then he jumped over to HQ Trivia Live. Are y'all familiar with what this game is?
Yeah,
we talked about it, right?
I keep missing it because I'm busy and then I get the notification too.
It's
late.
A live game show that you can play on your phone and you answer 12 questions.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you answer all 12 right, you win the grand prize at the end, and you have to split the grand prize with whoever's still in it.
Yeah. How many is the most you've gotten right?
Nine.
I've done
nine.
Seven.
I did nine with an extra life.
So did I.
Extra life.
I've done no extra life. I don't want to bother anybody.
Because I stay on sometimes after I get my question wrong, and I usually get out around five. Mm-hmm. Five seems to be my lucky. Mm-hmm. But I had an extra life once. And the question got a little bit easier for a couple of them again.
Mm-hmm. Just because you knew it. That's why it got easier
Probably,
for you.
Probably, yeah.
You know?
It was a sports one and then a couple, one that I just happened to know. And then it got to, like, when you get to 9, 10, 11, 12, they're impossible.
Well, you're just guessing at that point. But what gets me is the first question will be like, which one is an animal? A horse,
uh-huh.
a cow, yeah. or butter? And people will, did I say not an animal? And people will pick butter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's are you doing that to be funny?
I think they have people in other countries that don't understand English.
And they're just taking a guess?
And they're taking maybe. A guess.
Thank you, because I was like, how do people
butter?
Not get that?
Or maybe they just get in, the question got in some people's head, and they're like, well, is butter an animal?
and this app is just taking over. On New Year's Eve, there was almost a million people playing this live at 11:30 at night. And so I came across this video the other day online, and this lady, she won all 12 questions, and you split whatever's left at the end, whatever the grand prize is, and listen to how excited she was for winning $11.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She has no idea how much yet.
Yeah, you don't know that. 100 people got it as well, right? And so you got to split it.
$11?
$11.
You have to split it with the people that win with you.
I've seen only 3 people win, but then the jackpot was only like $2,000 that day. Still a lot of money, but, you know, it's not the $18,000 jackpot they had this night or whatever.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago they had a $12,000 jackpot and 2 people won. And so they each got $6,000. So right now they're the all-time leaders on the leaderboard.
It's really glitchy and it freezes and crashes all the time and it's frustrating, but it's catching on right now. People love it.
It froze the other night for hours. They had to come back. And they gave you the first question over again.
How many people were playing
that
one?
Night?
Probably.
It was 300,000 or 400,000. I don't remember. But it just froze. And the guys, it was a stand-in. Man, when the real guy's not doing it, it shows you just how hard that's. You think, oh, I could do that.
No, it's
so
hard.
Easy.
And you have to stall.
When they freeze, it's my favorite.
Yeah, he's got to stall, wait for the app to catch up.
I don't see the question one.
Yeah.
I do not have the attention span for that. Waiting for it.
Yeah, sometimes they talk a little too
much. How long does the whole process take?
Like 10, 15 minutes. And so I realized over the break that I don't really do New Year's resolutions that much.
Yeah.
Because I never keep up with them. I don't have a long attention span. But I realized I was using my phone a lot. And because that's all I did all day. I was watching my kid and then I'd pick up my phone, check Twitter, Instagram, or whatever. And somehow I came across an app, and there's tons of apps that are out there that track how much time you spend on your phone.
Yeah.
And I found one. It's not a new app, but it's new to me. It's called Moment. And so I think now my New Year's resolution in this Moment app is going to help me just kind of use my phone less. I'm not going to say I'm never going to use my phone. I'm not going to give it up like Ed Sheeran did for a year. But I thought, I use my phone way too much, and so I got this Moment app, and it tells you day by day how much time you're spending on your phone.
Oh, no.
And I think my lowest day was December 23rd. I've had this app for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I spent an hour and 56 minutes on my phone all day.
That's actually really good.
And the most was, like, a little over 5 hours. That's a lot. That's, like embarrassing to me.
For a day.
Yeah. And so it's called the Moment app, and so, there's tons of apps out there that do it, but it breaks it down like if you just pick up your phone,
I'm gonna get this
it gives you a little notification within the app. No,
you.
Just within the app, you can go back and look. But each day, it sends you a notification and it'll say, yesterday you spent 37 minutes less on your phone than you did the day before, or it'll say you spent an hour more on your phone yesterday than you did the day before. So it kind of keeps you in check with what you're doing.
Does it tell you how long is a good amount of time to be on your phone?
Because
I feel like that would be like if it gave you a goal, like this is how long you should be on your phone.
And then shut your phone off?
Yeah.
I have the free version. There is a premium that I don't know how much it is, but you can pay for it to set limits on your phone and it'll lock you out and stuff like that.
See, so I like that.
You can do that, but I don't want to pay for it. So
I went one day on vacation where I didn't pick up my phone. And I remember I woke up the next morning and I was like, man, I'm going to have so many calls and text messages, emails to get back to. Zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That means all your friends are totally satisfied.
I feel like a loser.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, I got the spam emails. Yeah. I don't count those.
Because the best feeling is when you're on a plane and you take your phone out, you turn it back on after a flight of a couple of hours. People are trying to blow me out. Yeah, but when there's no notifications when you turn your phone on,
I was with my wife and my kids all day, because that's all that matters. That's good. Nobody called me. What's the name of that app again, Nick?
Moment.
I'm going to get that thing. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. Catching
up with you, buddy. Coming up next, we're going to get into the love expert's mind.
All right.
Kelly Raspberry, are you ready for Love Letters to Kelly, first edition of 2018?
I am.
All right, we'll get to it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thanks for joining us, Kid Nation.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year as well. This year should be all about
you. New Year.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of text messages from Kid Nation members asking, what was the name of that trivia game you guys were talking about with Nick? Trey brought it up a few weeks ago before we went on break. HQ. That's all it's called. Maybe HQ Trivia, but you'll see it pop up.
Yep.
And then you just sign up and you play when it tells you to play and you can win some money. And you saw how excited a lady got when she won $11.
I know.
And it's mostly because getting all 12 questions is almost impossible.
Imagine what she would do if she won the Powerball tonight that's over, what's 400 mil?
400 mil. Mm.
And the one this coming Friday is over 400 as well.
But they made the Powerball even worse odds, right?
One's mega and one's power. I'm not sure which one's which, but both of them are over 400 million.
And the odds are worse. They made it tougher to win.
Last night, so this is before it was updated, they said it was 1 in 250 million or something like that.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There is a chance. Of course there's a chance.
As long as there's a chance, I will play. And it's up above 400, so I'll play.
Right.
Yeah, that's my threshold.
Yeah, when it gets up above 400, that's when I get in.
I might even sneak in there with 300 million.
Maybe. But 400's mine. Because then maybe
we all have our threshold.
Everybody has a number.
400, yeah. Because then maybe I could buy the Carolina Panthers.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think they are.
I still need some money for that. But
you and P. Diddy?
Me and P. Diddy could go in as business partners. I don't know. Kelly Raspberry, are you ready?
I am.
It's the first one of the year.
Yay.
It's time for
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I dated this girl for about a year. We ended up breaking up. I was heartbroken for a long time. I've since moved on, and so is she. She's now engaged. Yeah. I've talked to him a couple of times, but the thing is, she wants me to actually meet him. She asked me about a month ago if I wanted to hang out with them, and I told her I had things to do. I've kept telling myself I don't want to meet him.
No.
Is this a form of jealousy I'm having? He's not a bad guy, but I don't want to meet him.
No.
What should I do, Wesley?
No, she's being weird.
That's weird.
She's being weird. No. She's wanting to make herself feel like, look at... No, this is all about her ego. It has nothing to do with you. Yeah. You just cut her off. Why are you even talking to her?
Why are you even talking to her?
Go meet the new one?
No.
How would you feel if you were the new fiancé finding out this was all going on behind your back?
I'd be an ex-fiancé.
Stay out of it. She's so immature.
Yeah.
Stay out of it. You're not wrong.
That can only lead to bad things.
Yeah. She's just wanting to feel like, look at these two men.
Look at my accomplishments.
Yeah, no.
Or what if the guy's better than you, and you go meet him, you're like, dang, man. Then you're going to be all sad.
No.
It'd be one thing if there were children involved. It's appropriate to meet your ex-spouse's person, especially if that's going to be such a big part of your child's life. That's different.
But just an ex-boyfriend?
No.
Meeting a fiancé? No.
It's ridiculous.
Get out of town.
Going to the second place to
Love letters to Kelly.
What were you going to say, Al?
Second place doesn't need to meet first place.
There you go. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
A little over a year ago, I made an amazing man.
Met an amazing man.
We were just friends at first, but I knew that this would turn serious. We just had this chemistry and so many similar interests and attractions. After the third date, I decided to introduce him to my kids. Within 3 weeks, we had decided to tie the knot. I also live in a very small town and knew we would be the talk about this about town because I'm a single mom of for 7 years.
Yeah.
I hate drama, so I asked him to keep it extremely small and to do it soon, the wedding. We've been married for 9 months now, and he's never given me a reason to doubt him. 2 nights ago, we were talking about some relationship issues people have, and I mentioned cell phone privacy, blah, blah, blah. We swapped phones to snoop for some quote-unquote good stuff.
You both made the decision to swap phones.
I went straight to the browser for gold. He had a questionable site on there featuring...
What are y'all doing?
All Mexican cowgirls. Now, I'm not Mexican or a cowgirl.
Oh, you're Mexican.
I'm so going to that right now.
He has a thing.
The voices of all the naysayers are playing in my head. Why am I letting this one get to me? Please tell me if I'm stupid.
What? Y'all were stupid for doing this in the first place.
All
Mexican, it's like playing Russian roulette.
With an S or cowgirl?
You found the bullet. No.
Why would you switch?
Why would you do that?
I'd much rather, if I had to choose... him looking at stranger Mexican cowgirls than my best friend. Yeah.
Yeah, let that go. But I mean, don't ever do that again. That is the weirdest game I've ever. No!
The fact that he felt confident enough to, like, yeah, baby, go ahead.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
And that means there's nothing to worry about other than his weird little.
But she found something to worry about, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with people?
Straight to the browser for gold.
I don't want
to
do that. He willingly did it. It's one thing that if she would have snooped behind his back, it's another thing they both mutually agreed to it.
Yeah, right?
Y'all are crazy.
All Mexican cowgirls.
I'm booking them. I'm bookmarking
them. I get it.
All right.
Yeah. That's just something that's interesting to him. Who knows?
Yeah. We'll do it during the show.
Yeah. No, let that go and don't ever do that nonsense again. That's ridiculous.
It's interesting.
I've never heard of that.
Do you have your husband's passcode for his phone?
He gives it to me, but I forget it. Because sometimes I need to unlock it because it's got like the face ID or the thumb and I don't know. And so he tells me and I immediately forget it because I don't care.
Right.
It's like if he just needs me up on the phone for something, I'm not a snoopy person.
Yeah.
I never have been. And if something, trust me, if they're cheating and something's going on, it's going to land in your lap.
You don't have to
go snooping.
For sure.
You do not have to go snooping.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I've got two letters here. Any, meeny, miny, mo. Catch my nose, too. If you let them go. Any, meeny, miny, mo.
We had a whole commercial break.
Yeah. I have four myself.
I am a single mom. Derek Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I am a single mom that has been divorced for 2 years that has ran into a new trend of the dating world.
Yeah.
What? That I just don't get.
What?
Men having a best friend that's a woman.
Yeah, that's weird.
This has now happened to me 3 times. I meet a nice guy, we have a great time, and then he shares how close he is to his best friend, who is a beautiful woman, usually single. Now, I'm having a hard time accepting that this is okay. To me, that best friend will end up being something more eventually. Am I being narrow-minded when a guy speaks passionately about another female to me? Is this just a new wave of dating that I need to get used to? Thanks for your help, Christina.
Well, the fact that all these men are speaking passionately about any friend is weird. Why is... That's weird. Like, do you sit and talk passionately about your guy friends to Kenzie?
I mean,
is it really... That's just a weird thing.
I tell her mostly about the dumb stuff they do.
Yeah. What kind of men are you attracting? Maybe you need to be changing your picker. Because that just sounds odd.
Change your picker.
I mean, if he's sitting there talking passionately about his girlfriend, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
And I have found it is doable, but to keep finding, I don't find man after man after man who happens to have girlfriend, best friends. That's odd.
I mean, the last time I had a girl best friend where nothing was happening was high school.
Yeah.
And when I would get a girlfriend, I would sort of cut that relationship off
that's
for
like
a minute.
That's like sitcom stuff.
Yeah.
It's like stuff that's in sitcoms but doesn't really play out all the that often in real life.
Right.
So, I mean, it bothers you, obviously. So this isn't good to feed your insecurities or whatever you have. So maybe you need to change the way you're picking the guys you're swiping right on. I'm assuming you're swiping. So
at some point, that best friend's going to turn into something.
Well, not always.
But he wants it to, if he's talking about it.
Yeah, he wants it to, but she stuck him in the friend zone.
I just find it odd that she keeps finding it over and over and over
again. Yeah, that's odd, too.
Because it's not that common.
Because you'll always ask, like, how come you and so-and-so haven't ever hooked up?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
You need to change the way you're picking and what you're swiping on.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to change your age group. Maybe it's a millennial trend or something. Maybe you need to go a little older, maybe.
Uh-huh. Or all-American, all-Mexican cowgirl. Try that.
Okay.
Love letters.
Found it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating a guy for a year now, and our relationship has flourished more than I could have ever hoped for.
I love flourishing.
I love flourishing. And blossoming's pretty
good. You don't get a lot of chances to flourish.
Yeah. I'm a blossomer, though.
We connect on an intellectual and spiritual level.
That's
each
nice.
And every day, we're creating new memories together and learning what it means to be the best significant other to one another as our relationship matures and grows. I basically moved in with him. I stay at his apartment at least 6 nights out of the week and literally only go back to my place once a week to get fresh clothes. We grocery shop, take weekend trips, have brunch with our family and friends. A couple of months ago, however, we were having an in-depth conversation where he said, I love you, but then quickly added as a person. Now.
Hold on. As a person?
I'm going to try this.
Well, he just freaked out.
Okay.
Panic.
I'm
going to
try
now,
this.
Hey, Kelly, okay. Now.
I love you as a person.
Yeah, no. You have to have that look of panic in your eyes. Like, I can't believe they just fell out of my mouth.
Yeah.
How do I fix this?
As a person.
Now.
As opposed to what?
Now, whenever he's expressing emotion, he always says, I love you as a person.
No.
The addition of as a person really scares me because I know in my heart I'm truly in love with him and want to confess this to him, but I'm petrified I'm jumping the gun and will be crushed if he doesn't feel the same way.
All right, y'all need to have a conversation.
Desiree, of course
you're not even
the same way.
Yeah, but you're not saying it back. So why don't you say, look, Bob or whatever his name is, Bob. We need to talk, you know. What is this, I love you as a person? Just talk to him about it. Ask him about it. If you're growing mentally and spiritually and intellectually, then a mature thing to do would be to have a conversation.
Yeah, communication.
I mean, why would you not have this conversation? It might be kind of awkward or funny to bring up, but over a glass of vino or something, you can just say, hey, the next time he says it, say, look, I've got to ask you about that. What do you mean? When you say person. That to me. Or just finally, just when he says that to you, just instead of saying, when he says, I love you as a person, look him dead in the eye and say, I love you. And see what happens. Or you can keep living in limbo.
I love you as a person.
That's just so funny. That is so funny. People
sounds,
are weird today.
I wonder if he signs greeting cards like that. Love as a person. Bob.
Because I know we sometimes people, oh man, have you ever said I love you and immediately slap your mouth and like,
yes.
Oh, God, believe I said
that. I didn't believe it. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Truthfully, sometimes you don't mean it.
Right.
And it's just like a, because a knee-jerk thing with my family, we always say I love you before I hang up the phone. Okay, I love you. So it really becomes like goodbye.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it'll pop out and like, oh, crap, I can't believe I just said that because I really don't mean it. But then you feel bad.
And they just put it as a person.
Yeah.
I think you did.
I love you as a person.
That's so weird. You say that to your woman.
That was the strangest collection of love letters to Kelly today. No, just think somebody says it, say I love you back. You've got to... who says, I said I love you first to the man I ended up marrying, so you could say it sometimes first.
Did you say I love you or did you say I feel like I'm falling?
No,
so that's the cop out.
I said I love you. When I was hedging my bet before, I would say I feel like I'm falling. I could fall in love with you. I've tried that one before.
Mm. That's how my wife said it
that's
to me.
That's what you do. I could let myself fall in love with you. That's hedging your bet.
I say you love me, don't you?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, you love me, don't you?
Get him to say it.
Who do you love?
Say it.
Who do you love?
As a human. Yes.
Say it.
So funny. What a weird random collection.
Right.
Man. You don't disappoint, Kid Nation. Now, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com and let us know what's going on in your life. And hopefully our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, can solve them. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
From the text, Thomas wrote us and said, thanks to the show, All Mexican Cowgirls is now trending on Google.
Dang right it is.
Yeah, Big Al Mac's going to bookmark that bad boy right there.
Absolutely.
Hey, we got Does That Make Me Crazy coming up next. Now, from the love problems and issues to
crazy problems,
to our crazies that listen to the show. These are the things that you think are pretty normal. Should be all right, right? Until somebody catches you doing it.
Yeah.
And then they go, man, that's a little crazy. Why do you do that? I caught myself over the break watching the evolution of One Direction. It was an hour and 14-minute video on YouTube.
Wow.
The complete thing, I watched it until my wife questioned me on it. Does that make me crazy?
Uh-huh.
I mean, the guys are done. It's not like they're not still coming out with music, but I watched it and I enjoyed it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let us know what makes you crazy, and we'll determine if you're crazy or not next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're going to catch you up with what's going on in Hollywood with the Showbiz Top 5 here in about 20 minutes.
All right.
Compliments of Kelly Raspberry. But right now, Kid Nation, we're going to figure out if you're crazy or not. One of our favorite segments, Does That Make Me Crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Big Al Mac, what is Does That Make Me Crazy?
Well, it's those little things that you do, man. I mean, one of my favorites was from the past was when I used to drive around, I don't do it anymore, to multiple fast food places and just leave one line and go to another. Leave one and go to another. I didn't know if I was just going crazy or just maybe I'm just a very indecisive person when it comes to my fast food choices.
Uh-huh.
But I would do this 4 or 5 times in a given evening.
Right.
That made me crazy?
Yeah.
I think so. But those things that you do that you think you might be crazy or not, and then somebody kind of pulls you to the side and says, hey, dude, that's not normal.
That's what a real friend does. And then we let you know for reals.
Yeah.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Ricky wrote us on Twitter and said, I regularly practice my wrestling moves, promos, and figured out my persona. I even have my entrance music figured out to be wrestler. So you never know when the WWE is going to come a calling.
Come a calling. You never know.
Does that make him crazy? I don't think so, man. That makes you prepared.
I bet JC relates in that, to that in some level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He is now.
I got a couple things planned out.
He's thinking about it now.
Of course. Jamie wrote us and said, sometimes I just grab the steering wheel really hard and scream as loud as I can for absolutely no reason. Does that make me crazy?
Normal.
Not that happens crazy. A lot. I do that sometimes.
Really?
Don't you see people on the highway doing that sometimes?
I try not to do it around people, aren't but
you,
I have done it.
Aren't you that person a lot of times?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
so frustrated and, you know, somebody will just cut you off or something.
Yeah.
I'll beat it.
I do it instead of
like
road rage.
I like whack the steering wheel.
Huh.
Just hit, so you're hitting the steering wheel.
I'll just be like.
But you scream louder than that? Like how loud do you scream?
No, I don't. I can't. My voice is too.
No,
I take care of this voice. I'm going to lose it. I don't scream very much. It's too raspy.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. I don't know how I feel about this one. We'll go to the phones here with Fallon. Hi, Fallon.
Fallon.
Hi.
First of all, I've never met a Fallon who is not
beautiful.
Yeah, Fallon's are hot.
Congratulations on that, Fallon.
Fallon's are hot, yeah.
Or whose mom didn't watch a lot of 80s dramatic television.
All right, Fallon, let's figure out if you're crazy or not.
Well, my ex-boyfriend had his ex's best friend message me and try to fight me. So I put hair remover in the shampoo.
Yeah, you cry.
Did his hair fall off?
And hers.
He hasn't taken a shower yet.
His.
He hasn't taken a shower yet.
Uh-oh. Oh, so it's in there.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
This is the conversation I had with friends over the holiday, like the revenge conversation.
Yeah.
The things that you want to do, but you usually don't follow through with it because it makes you crazy.
Right.
Not Fallon.
So, yeah, Fallon went in for it.
Fallon went in.
But yeah. I mean, you were real upset. He was cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, he was cheating.
It's
okay.
It's going to be, I mean, it's pretty bad that you did that, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, to her boyfriend, I would say, don't cheat on Fallon.
Yeah, you shouldn't reveal
clearly,
that.
Clearly, Fallon's crazy.
And don't shout.
Legally, you can probably get in trouble for that, right?
I don't know.
Because I saw a story the other day where the hairstylist messed up a guy's hair because the guy was fidgeting and being annoying, basically.
Did he sue the person?
The guy tried to file charges, but the police said there's nothing against law with giving somebody a bad haircut, which I guess
unless
is what Fallon's doing.
They did it maliciously.
Well, the barber ended up getting arrested because he nicked him in the ear.
So it was assault.
So then he got assault. Yeah. Oh. But Fallon, as long as you don't nick him in the ear, you should be okay. But
no, you won't let me anywhere near his face with a razor.
Yeah. Well, rightfully so.
So you tried. You tried
anger management in 2018. Yeah. Maybe that would be a productive thing to do.
And if you still have time, Fallon, go remove that shampoo. You don't need to take his hair. Yeah. Go find yourself a man that doesn't cheat on you, girl. You got this.
That's
have a great day, Fallon. But yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Golly.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Let's find out if you're crazy or not.
I think I probably am crazy. When people post new profile pictures and they come up in my like Facebook or Insta newsfeed and they're looking directly into the camera, I am afraid to make eye contact with their photograph.
Oh, you're cute.
It makes me uncomfortable. Like, I'm afraid they're going to catch me looking at them. Because you're not supposed to look at people.
Yeah, that's cute crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
but it's cute crazy.
In person, you can make
that. Does it make me crazy?
Yeah.
Cute crazy.
Yeah.
I really need to be cute crazy this morning because, like, the girl before, I also just got cheated on. Aww. So being cute crazy makes my whole morning.
Yes, cute crazy.
Cute crazy.
But it's totally normal
to go. Sorry, by the way, that happened.
So you're single now?
Intermittently.
Yeah. Big Al, meet Brandy. Brandy, meet Big Al.
Hi, Brandy.
Hey, Big Al.
All right.
Hey,
yeah.
See?
All right. Come on around.
See?
What? Big Al's big pickup line.
I got nothing. I'm so out of the game. Hey. I got nothing. Hey.
Brandy.
Hey.
Hey, see?
See?
Oh, man. Brandy, good luck with that. Hopefully your year gets a little bit better and it'll get off to a rough start.
Could be the best thing that ever happened, you know? What you think is the worst thing is like, wow, that was a major turning point.
He basically showed you he's a...
If he hadn't cheated on me, I wouldn't have left him, and then I wouldn't have
found this person.
Uh-huh.
One door closed, one door open, baby.
Since we're staying on this theme real quick of crazy girlfriends. Mm-mm. When I let my boyfriend go out with his friends, keyword let. When I let my boyfriend go out with his friends, he has to let me give him the smell test when he comes home.
Okay.
To make sure that no girl was kissing up on his neck.
Okay, y'all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you gotta do this. Like,
you gotta do that.
Like, is that a relationship where you can really thrive?
I don't think so.
If I have to smell you every night to make sure you weren't straying.
Right?
No.
Maybe you'll both grow up eventually and that won't be an issue.
But she's probably doing it in the way like where she hugs him, I'm hoping. And she's sneaking the smell in there?
I would so much rather be alone than live with that.
Exactly.
Because it makes you feel crazy.
But I think in your 20s, you kind of thrive on that feeling of drama and angst. And you feel like you're living a...
soap opera?
Yeah, living a soap opera. I don't know. When you get older, you're like, I don't have time for that.
I ain't got time for that.
I ain't got time to be smelling nobody's neck. That's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Speaking of smelling, Kelly. Cynthia, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing awesome.
Great.
So what do you do when you're at the store? What are you doing?
So when I go to Walmart and I'm in line for a long time, I look at people's feet and I wonder if they smell. Does that make me crazy?
I don't think it makes you crazy. It's an odd thing to wonder.
It is scary.
Yeah, that's a weird.
Like, I wonder what they smell like.
Who do you think out of our show has the smelliest feet?
Smelliest feet? Oh.
Oh. I would say JC, because you work out, and you kind of remind me of my husband.
So he
is... And I'm always comparing you guys.
Oh.
So,
is his nickname?
And I know my husband's always messing with his feet. Only when you work out, though.
Okay.
Only,
thank you. And what do you think makes a person look like they have smelly feet? Is there a thing?
If they have long toenails.
That toenail fungus. Yep, the toe jam.
Yeah. Do it, yeah.
Hey, do you smell your feet when you cut your toenails? We were talking about this a couple weeks ago.
Goodness.
I try not to. I just go get a pedicure and let them take care of it.
Oh, see, I'm going to try that this year, by the way. My wife finally got
pedicure?
Me to. Yeah, the pedicure.
Yeah, pedi's not bad.
I'm going to try it. That way I won't have the stinky feet.
Now you're all paranoid.
Yeah, you're cool, crazy, Cynthia. I like it. Have a good day. Let's go here with Misha. Hi, Misha.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, well, I was just trying to call in to see if I'm crazy or not.
Well, let's figure that out real quick for you. Let's see.
We'll be the judge of that.
I like your laugh already.
Oh, goodness. So when I'm laying in bed at night, I'll pop my back, and then I'll lay there for a few seconds and have to wiggle my toes and my legs to make sure I'm not paralyzed. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, man.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Still not paralyzed.
Right.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
Yeah, you're cool, crazy, Misha. Cool. Yeah, I can hang out with you.
I like that, Misha.
Friends. Have you ever had a close call? Like, we're like, wait.
Uh-huh. Actually, no. Not yet. Okay. Thank God.
Be careful.
Hey, just out of curiosity, are you single?
I'm not married. I just had my anniversary on Sunday, 13 years.
Sorry, Al.
I'm still trying for you, Al.
Hey. Shout out, Mario. That's a cool name, too.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep trying for Al, Misha. Let us know if you know anybody.
I'm fine.
I sure will.
Thank you, Misha.
That's a priority, I can tell.
Yeah. Is this the year we're going to try to set Big Al Mac up with a collar?
No.
Is that what we're doing?
I'm not that motivated.
I'm not either. Thank you. Thank you anyway, though.
No problem.
Wait, hold on. Caitlin.
Hi.
We have, this is like, does that make me crazy, crazy girlfriend edition. Go ahead, Caitlin. What is yours?
Okay, it sounds a lot worse than, okay. Is it crazy that sometimes I dream about beating up the girls that meet my boyfriend?
Yes.
There's an explanation. I was nervous about saying this on the air because I've heard Kelly's love rant. It scares me.
Oh, sorry.
Let me explain.
What happened?
All right.
There's this girl who's also named Caitlin, who I met before my boyfriend met her. And she was just this normal, average, everyday girl. I knew her for about a week. And then she meets my boyfriend, and automatically I learn all of this new information about her. Like, she was not born in America, and she has a tutor who's from a different country. So she can't say the word can't. She has to say Kong.
And she's traveled
to so many different places. And then a few days after meeting him, she keeps, and even to today, she keeps asking people, are they still together? Is he happy?
So it's mostly this other Caitlin that you're picturing.
Is he hoppy?
Is he hoppy?
Yes.
Is he hoppy with you, Caitlin?
Is she beautiful?
I think she's pretty cute.
Okay, she is.
Is she single? Yeah, I guess so.
But I believe Caitlin's boyfriend can't live without her.
No.
Of course not, Caitlin.
She's actually not single, which is the funniest part.
Al was asking for himself.
See?
We're still trying.
See?
Caitlin, you have a good day. You just keep that in the dreams and don't do it in real life.
In your dreams.
In the dreams. Have a good day, Caitlin. Thank you for your call.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, you just got back from New York City.
Yes, we flew in the day before New Year's.
A lot of people love shopping out there. Did you get some shopping done?
Man, I wanted to do more. We really made an effort to find a Ross, but apparently those aren't big in on Manhattan Island. But we did find a Nordstrom Rack.
Okay.
Went through there. We also went through Bloomingdale's because we don't have Bloomingdale's anywhere around me. So we did that a little bit.
Bloomingdale's.
Mostly to check out the decor.
Nordstrom Rack, you can find some hidden gems there.
Man, I scored. I got my new boot somewhere in there.
Oh, nice.
Those are fun.
Oh, really?
Warm.
Yeah.
Alan got, we got a few little things there. Yeah.
Our boy, part-time Justin, did some shopping.
I sure did. Happy 2018 also.
What was that?
What's that mean?
That's Cardi B. I'm also supporting New York too. Look, this sweater. My mom got it for me when she was there. But
well,
yes,
I saw that in the airport. That's what. Yeah. Those are all over the airport gift shops.
They're nice and comfortable.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot to buy my son something.
let me get him something by gate three.
Justin even talks in Cardi B. Did you hear him when he said it? They're comfortable.
Yeah.
I've been listening to that this whole break.
Are you sad that Offset are not doing well?
She's better off without him. She don't need no man. She's good.
So wait,
that girl breaking records and stuff.
So you did shopping with more money you don't have?
Yes, actually. So I just moved into a new place, of course, like a lot of us did. And we're decorating, and we needed a full-length mirror. It would look so well behind this cowskin rug we hung up on the wall. So
now, if you're joining us, Justin and his roommate are really low on funds all the time.
Low on funds, but he...
But like,
they make it work.
He likes to ball a little bit.
They make it work.
Dropped him off. You know this. I dropped him off at his new place. Recently, after we got our last show of the year, and I took him from the airport because he doesn't have money to take a ride, even though he wants to live in a nice area.
That's how he goes out. And
I'm what you call bougetto.
I dropped him off, and he lives in a nice apartment.
Nice, okay.
Like, no furniture, though.
No poor mouthing anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm now on a tight budget.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're looking for this mirror, right?
Yeah.
And so we go to Kelly, your favorite place, and mine, Roth.
Yeah.
And we're shopping for candles right now. But the mirror is also in mine. So we go back and we see the mirrors. And I'm like, oh my God, Shelby, that's our mirror. It was beautiful, full length, silver. And it was only $60.
Oh, wow.
That's actually a good deal.
Really good for a full length.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But we had Christmas and rent. So that was going to have to be next month's paycheck.
Yeah.
You know?
And you just have to hope nobody picks it up, you know?
And then Shelby's like, that is our mirror. And this one woman in the aisle, same as us, she goes, oh my gosh, that mirror would look so good in the bedroom. I have one in mine. It would look so good. And we're like, oh my gosh, yes, it would. So we go separate ways and we continue shopping while we meet up with her again. And she goes, did you get that mirror? And I was like, no, we didn't get the mirror. And she goes,
I know where this is going.
She goes, why not? And I go, we don't have the funds right now. And she goes, she pulls out her purse. Mm-hmm. And she goes, go get the mirror. I said, what? And she goes, go get the mirror. God is speaking to me right now. I know what it's like to be young and moving. Here's the it's only $60. Like, I got it.
She blessed you.
So she did. God did too. Oh, my God.
Justin gets more free stuff than a girl in a bandage dress on a Friday night.
He really does.
He gets so much free. That was well done.
It was so sweet. I know. And her name is Miss Pam. And we just talked to and we prayed in Ross, you know. It was so sweet. And we're going to have dinner with her husband. Me and Shelby are going to take her. We're going to take her to maybe to like some nice restaurant.
Well, you're going
to
take her. You mean nice. You're going to pay or she's going to pay?
Well, hopefully she'll end up paying. But no, George gave me a really nice gift card to celebrate mine and Nick's Shut Up podcast with all of our success. You know, we're doing so well. So he gave us a nice gift card to a nice restaurant. So I'm going to end up using that to treat Miss Pam.
I heard Justin in the back talking about how he's going to figure out how to go to Coachella this year because the lineup's awesome.
Oh, man.
And I've told him, you know, it's hard for us because you can't miss work and the lineup. It's hard to get to
Eminem's
Coachella.
Eminem's playing.
Beyonce's playing. Cardi B.
Unless you can make a working trip where you can get like some sort of media.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah. How do I get a media pass? Who do we talk to?
I don't know.
Good luck.
Figure it out.
Coachella Media Department.
And tickets are $400-something.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But if you get the media, you're in.
Listen, Kid Nation, if you know anybody who got a hookup, at me at Part-Time Justin on Instagram or Twitter
so honestly,
we can interview people.
You do such a good job at interviewing. It would be like a throwaway trip for you. You would really do a good job.
Thank you.
If we can make that happen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, why don't you pay for him, Kelly?
Yeah, right. I've asked to do that for 8 years.
Yes, sponsor me.
I could pay for him to go all day, but it doesn't mean he would get interviews with people. I'm saying he's really good at interviewing. Yeah. If we could hook that up, it'd be a free ticket.
Well, we got to get him there so that he gets a shot to interview people. Yeah. So he just needs a sponsor. Yeah. If he can find a sponsor at Ross to buy him his mirror mate, surely he can find one here at work.
I need a sponsor. That's what I need.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Work on getting the media credentials, and then we'll see.
Okay.
How about that?
Work on that? All right. I'll write a letter.
You can get those.
Yeah.
It's about setting up the interview.
Yeah, pin somebody.
Well, Kelly says we'll see. That's a really good sign.
We'll see.
Because you know Kelly's...
I know. She's a follow-through-er.
Yeah, Kelly's really bad at saying no when people ask her for stuff.
It's true, but I'm getting better.
Mm-hmm. Like, super bad at it. So just keep asking.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well...
I think we're on our way.
And that's the end of my story.
I think we're on our way. Anything else, Justin?
Oh, my New Year's resolutions are to not eat any bread and nothing fried.
How long? Forever?
For the whole year of 2018.
Mm-hmm. Anything fried?
And nothing fried and no bread. I am still eating pasta, but I'm not going to eat pancakes, donuts, cake,
biscuits, crackers.
Pasta's not bread. Yes. Pasta's a noodle. It's a noodle.
It's a noodle.
No tortillas.
Flour and water. What is bread?
100%. You said you weren't eating carbs. It's 100%.
Girl, Jenna, listen.
You didn't say carbs.
Listen.
I said yesterday.
I said no bread and nothing fried.
Okay, pasta's in the bread category.
Is it?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
It's made with the same ingredients.
But it's not a biscuit.
All right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.